κρατικό πιστοποιητικό γλωσσομάθειας. Αγγλική γλώσσα. Τρίτη ενότητα. Εξέταση κατανόησης προφορικού λόγου. Έναρξη της εξέτασης.
Part A. Activity 1. Listen and match items 1A to 5A with photos A to F. One photo is used in the example. Example.
Of course I remember the day. It was your birthday, and we went to the new Italian restaurant in the city centre. We sat outside.
One A.
I really enjoyed that camping trip. Just the four of us girls, weren't we? We should do it again. This time Jodie will sing too.
Two A.
What? You've never been bowling? I can't believe it. Don't you have this sport in your country? In my country, children like it. But grown-ups love it too.
Three A.
John wanted to make something special for us, but he ended up making a salad. He's vegan, you see. So later we went out for a real meal.
4A.
It was when we visited that small island in Greece you had told us about it. We enjoyed the sea, the sun, and the greenery. We spent all day on the beach, swimming, playing, and fooling around.
5A.
We had never got lost before, but we did that day in the forest. Paul couldn't get a GPS signal on his phone. Fortunately, I had a map with me.
5A. Listen again and check your answers. One A.
I really enjoyed that camping trip. Just the four of us girls, weren't we? We should do it again. This time Jodie will sing too.
2A.
What? You've never been bowling? I can't believe it. Don't you have this sport in your country? In my country, children like it. But grown-ups love it too.
3A.
John wanted to make something special for us, but he ended up making a salad. He's vegan, you see. So later we went out for a real meal.
4A.
It was when we visited that small island in Greece you had told us about it. We enjoyed the sea, the sun, and the greenery. We spent all day on the beach, swimming, playing, and fooling around.
5A.
We had never got lost before, but we did that day in the forest. Paul couldn't get a GPS signal on his phone. Fortunately, I had a map with me.
2. Listen to items 6A to 8A and choose the best answer, A to D. There is one answer you do not need. Six A.
Good morning. I'd like to schedule a checkup with Dr. Smith. My last one was 6 months ago. Can you fit me in any time after 3 next week?
Seven A.
Hello. My name is Jack Anderson. And I have an appointment with Mr. Jones today at 3 o'clock. But I'm afraid something came up and I won't be able to make it. Can we meet another day?
8A.
Hi, this is Kate calling from Dr. White's dental office. I just want to confirm your appointment with Dr. White tomorrow at 4 o'clock in our new office location at 45 Oxford Street.
Listen again and check your answers. Six A.
Good morning. I'd like to schedule a checkup with Dr. Smith. My last one was 6 months ago. Can you fit me in any time after 3 next week?
Seven A.
Hello. My name is Jack Anderson. And I have an appointment with Mr. Jones today at 3 o'clock. But I'm afraid something came up and I won't be able to make it. Can we meet another day?
8A.
Hi, this is Kate calling from Dr. White's dental office. I just want to confirm your appointment with Dr. White tomorrow at 4 o'clock in our new office location at 45 Oxford Street.
Activity 3. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B or C, for items 9A to 10A. Nine A.
Hi, Jane. How was your weekend?
Oh, a disaster.
Why? What went wrong?
We didn't even get to the lake to fish. We got to the top of the mountain just in time to see the sunrise. The view was amazing. But when we started coming down the mountain towards the lake, our car broke down. And we spent the whole weekend at a motel waiting for the car to be fixed.
So sorry to hear that. I'm sure next time everything will be perfect. At least you saw the sunrise.
Ten A.
Hi, Mary. We're thinking of trying out the new Mexican restaurant tonight. It's just on the corner of High Street. Want to join us?
I'd love to, James, but I'm going to the theatre tonight. Joan got tickets for Lord of the Flies at the Rose Theatre.
Oh, really? I heard that it's a great performance. Let me know what you think, and I'll tell you about the restaurant. If it's good, you want us to book a table for next Friday, the four of us?
That sounds perfect.
Listen again and check your answers. Nine A.
Hi, Jane. How was your weekend?
Oh, a disaster.
Why? What went wrong?
We didn't even get to the lake to fish. We got to the top of the mountain just in time to see the sunrise. The view was amazing. But when we started coming down the mountain towards the lake, our car broke down. And we spent the whole weekend at a motel waiting for the car to be fixed.
So sorry to hear that. I'm sure next time everything will be perfect. At least you saw the sunrise.
10A.
Hi, Mary. We're thinking of trying out the new Mexican restaurant tonight. It's just on the corner of High Street. Want to join us?
I'd love to, James, but I'm going to the theatre tonight. Joan got tickets for Lord of the Flies at the Rose Theatre.
Oh, really? I heard that it's a great performance. Let me know what you think, and I'll tell you about the restaurant. If it's good, you want us to book a table for next Friday, the four of us?
That sounds perfect.
1. Activity 1. Listen and fill in gaps 1B to 5B with the right word, as in the example. Example.
I am really lucky. The office is so close to my house that I just walk to and from it every day. It takes me less than 15 minutes, and it helps me stay fit.
One B.
I'm not a morning person, so I drive to work every day. I take my walk later in the day, in the park.
There is a stop right around the corner from my house, so I don't use my car and have to worry about finding a parking place.
3B.
I use the underground system to go to work. It's quicker and safer.
4B.
I enjoy cycling to work. It is a fantastic way to stay healthy, save money, and the planet.
5B.
It might sound strange to you that I don't take my own car and pay to get to work, but I'm a regular at this cab service. And they charge me by the month, as much as I would pay for a parking space, and I can get a lot of work done on my way to the office if there is a lot of traffic.
1B.
I'm not a morning person, so I drive to work every day. I take my walk later in the day, in the park.
2B.
There is a stop right around the corner from my house, so I don't use my car and have to worry about finding a parking place.
3B.
I use the underground system to go to work. It's quicker and safer.
Four B.
I enjoy cycling to work. It is a fantastic way to stay healthy, save money, and the planet.
Five B.
It might sound strange to you that I don't take my own car and pay to get to work, but I'm a regular at this cab service. And they charge me by the month, as much as I would pay for a parking space, and I can get a lot of work done on my way to the office if there is a lot of traffic.
2. Listen and fill in gaps 6B to 10B with the right word, as in the example. Example.
Where do I find them? Well, sometimes I buy them new at the post office, but all my friends and relatives know that I collect them, so they save them for me. My dad especially gets them from the letters and the packages that come to his business, and he brings them to me.
Six B.
My sister still likes collecting magazines that contain picture stories. When she was little, she was crazy about Donald Duck and Bugs Bunny. Then she loved Power Girl and Lucy. Then she started collecting Marvel Triple Action.
Seven B.
Margaret told me that she never liked to write with a pen. She bought instruments that she used to write and draw things that she could erase. Now she has a large collection of hundreds of types and colours, but only made of wood.
8B.
My mother told me that's all she ever wanted as gifts ever since she was a little girl. Everyone knew this, and that's what they got her as presents. Some were her make-believe friends or her children, and she dressed them and combed their hair and talked to them. Today she has a large collection of amazing modern and vintage pieces.
9B.
My aunt has an amazing collection of mouth-blown glassware, especially items used to put flowers in. But she never uses them for her beautiful garden flowers. Most of the items in her collection are antiques. They are big and small, most are made of glass, but there are also a few made of porcelain and ceramics.
10B.
My brother started his collection when he was just a boy. He asked our father to give him his old leather briefcase. He was so proud of it. Then he got his first leather backpack, and from then on, he began collecting all kinds of carryalls, cases, sacks, rucksacks, even women's purses, pocketbooks, made not only of leather, but of cotton, canvas, rubber, vinyl, polyester, you name it.
10B. 6B.
My sister still likes collecting magazines that contain picture stories. When she was little, she was crazy about Donald Duck and Bugs Bunny. Then she loved Power Girl and Lucy. Then she started collecting Marvel Triple Action.
Seven B.
Margaret told me that she never liked to write with a pen. She bought instruments that she used to write and draw things that she could erase. Now she has a large collection of hundreds of types and colours, but only made of wood.
Eight B.
My mother told me that's all she ever wanted as gifts ever since she was a little girl. Everyone knew this, and that's what they got her as presents. Some were her make-believe friends or her children, and she dressed them and combed their hair and talked to them. Today she has a large collection of amazing modern and vintage pieces.
9B.
My aunt has an amazing collection of mouth-blown glassware, especially items used to put flowers in. But she never uses them for her beautiful garden flowers. Most of the items in her collection are antiques. They are big and small. Most are made of glass, but there are also a few made of porcelain and ceramics.
10B.
My brother started his collection when he was just a boy. He asked our father to give him his old leather briefcase. He was so proud of it. Then he got his first leather backpack, and from then on, he began collecting all kinds of carryalls, cases, sacks, rucksacks, even women's purses, pocketbooks, made not only of leather, but of cotton, canvas, rubber, vinyl, polyester, you name it.